from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Just give us a Cinco. How
about Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. And this is obviously a huge night, a huge weekend for New York Giants fans. The 100 seasons of Giant Football Fan Fest making their way out to MetLife. Enjoy yourself tonight. I'm going to give you my 5 greatest Giants plays of my lifetime.
Giants plays.
So remember, I don't have 100 seasons in me. I'm 37. My 5 favorite Giants plays when I close my eyes are my 5 favorite. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number 5.
2000 season, divisional round. Jason Sehorn's pick 6 versus the Philadelphia Eagles to the house. The ball batted up in the air. It was like a circus act. To this day, I don't think I've seen a more incredible interception than that.
What was your perspective of that, Teague? Were you just standing there? Were you looking down?
I was watching it on the board. I didn't see it with my eyes. You know what I mean? Because I was sitting on the bench and... And it was, I think it was cold that day. And so I didn't see it, but obviously it was one of the great interceptions in Giant history.
And versus the Eagles, stick it to them.
Right.
Here we go.
Number 4.
50-yard touchdown rush to seal the Giants playoff spot in week 17 versus Washington in 2006 by Tiki Barber.
Nice.
My favorite Tiki Barber run of all time.
My third touchdown in that game.
What were you thinking on that play? Could you tell as soon as that ball was handed off to you, you were going to go crazy and take it to the house?
No, actually, it was an outside zone play, and we would pull the guard or the center. And because of the defensive front, we ended up pulling the center, so it's Sean O'Hara. And he got a late start getting out of the block. So I was very diligent with my angle and my path. It was always the same. But because Sean was coming from the center, it wasn't the front side guard, it was the center, I was in front of him, and so it kind of got screwed up. And so if you go back and watch that play, I get to the hole and Sean's like trailing me, and so I push him into his block,
right,
and it opens up a hole for me, and then I cut underneath him and then outrun everybody to the end zone. It was actually like the details of that play, it shouldn't have worked. My point is, it should have been a dead play. But because Sean and I kind of had this innate feel, really, with all those guys I did, it turned into a 50-yard touchdown.
Crazy. And number 4 on the Cinco de Fivo.
And clinched the playoff spot.
Did.
Here we go.
Number 3.
That game was closer than it should have been.
Totally. Mario Manningham's catch at Super Bowl 46. The throw is unbelievable by Eli, but the toe drag, we were talking about last night, Isaiah likely does not stay in bounds if that ball is to him.
And no. Mario was the worst at that. That was the ironic thing of that. He can never get his feet in bounds, and in the biggest moment, he did it.
Oh, man.
That has almost become underrated because of what happened 4 years earlier.
Yeah, well, we'll see if that's on the list.
I'm pretty sure it's on the
list. All right, here we go.
Jeez.
Number 2.
2011 divisional round to end the half, the Hakeem Nicks Hail Mary. Mm. What a moment. That was, I started to cry, and I yelled as soon as he caught that pass, oh, my God, we're winning the Super Bowl.
Really?
That was the moment
jumped
I knew.
A couple of steps with that one, right?
I knew they were winning the Super Bowl. And remember, I also knew because the Saints had lost to the 49ers the day before.
Yeah.
That path had cleared out. We didn't have to go to New Orleans.
Interesting.
All right, and here we go.
Number 1.
2011 Christmas Eve.
Oh, you son of a...
No, I'm just kidding.
It's Kyle Wilson.
It's the David Tyree catch, of course. That is the moment whenever they show it, and they will on Sunday when the Giants come out and they flash through the highlights, pumping them up. I still well up with tears in my eyes when I hear Bob Papa's call and I see Tyree catch the pass. No moment in my life, including the birth of my children, makes me think and cry more than Tyree catching that ball.
Can I ask you a question? I think I know the answer, but I ask it for reasons.
Sure.
If on the very next play, Eli threw an interception, how would you remember the David Tyree helmet catch?
Probably the same way that curse catch is remembered by Seahawks fans in the game they lost to the Patriots.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.